Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak welcoming you to ChicagoBears.com. And this week, keys to the game brought to you by Ford. Big one in San Francisco. Monday night, Bears 49ers in Candlestick Park.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's keys to the game brought to you by Ford.
Let's break it down. Let's start with offense. And I'm going to start with break the grip. And it has a double meaning. With seven to go, the offense must find a way to break the grip of inconsistent execution while breaking the grip of a suffocating 49er defense. Five times in the first nine games, the Bears have put themselves with first snap implosion, leading to poor first quarter production. Hitting the 49ers early with touchdowns will not be easy, but the Rams did go up 14-0 in San Francisco last week. This 49er defense leads the NFL in points allowed per game at 14.1, just ahead of the Bears. They make you work for every blade of grass, allowing just 4.72 yards per play, second best in the league. They are top five in yards per carry in the run game at 3.75 and yards per pass attempt at 5.69. They also get off the field, third in the NFL in third down defense. They have all pro caliber players at every level of the unit the Bears will need to account for, including pass rushing outside linebacker Aldon Smith, linebackers Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, and safety Deshaun Golston. Defensively, the Bears have to prepare for power because that running game in San Francisco is the most powerful in the NFL. The Bears are going to have to match it and load up in the box to stop it at times. 49ers averaging 5.61 yards a carry, 1.38 yards above the league average. They are creative with their run packages with multiple personnel groupings and a big dose of a heavy package. They use a nose tackle to double as a fullback and a defensive end doubling as a blocking tight end. They average a league best 170.2 yards rushing the football, and they run it well on every down, including third down. The Bears adjusted and shut down Arian Foster in the second half last week. Now faced with another rugged back in Frank Gore, he's averaging 5.4 yards a carry and scored five touchdowns. It's 1 week at a time for certain, but the Bears still have the league's top back in Adrian Peterson twice, plus Marshawn Lynch of Seattle and Gore in the next four games. Lovie Smith continues to ask for more out of the return game. He's been campaigning for weeks on this topic. The opportunities have been there for more production, but like the offense, it's been inconsistent. Devin Hester has yet to find his rhythm, particularly on punt returns, where he's 13th in the league. His longest kickoff return is 38 yards, albeit due to opposing kickers choosing to squib at times instead of kicking it deep. 49ers have given up a punt return touchdown and are 31st in the league, allowing better than 28 yards on kickoff returns. Bears coverage units have to be on cue for this game. Blake Costanzo knows that very well, being a former 49er a year ago on a very good unit. Ted Ginn Jr., one of the best punt returners in the NFL, and Kyle Williams is dangerous as a kickoff returner, including a long of 94 this season. Could come down to a field goal. David Akers in a slump right now. He's missed a league-high six field goals, and those have come on his last 15 attempts, while Robbie Gould is 18 of 21. The Bears have proven to be a quality road team this season, averaging more than 40 points in four games with three wins. Traditionally, though, they have not played well in San Francisco, winless in 27 years. There is nothing easy about getting ready to play in that place, one of, if not the worst stadiums in the NFL, with poor lighting, tight locker rooms, you name it. And then you got the head coach, Jim Harbaugh, the former Bears draft pick and quarterback. He's got some instant energy with him at all times. He's an emotional spark plug, and the Bears are going to need to match and surpass that in San Francisco. The Niners are going to play hard. They do so on every down. They're very physical, and so too must the Bears be. There is uncertainty at quarterback for both teams because of concussions. And once again, the defense that takes the ball away and stops the run will likely win this game. Promises to be a huge affair, a mighty big game for both teams. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll have the game Monday night in San Francisco on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself, Ron, Jim, and Jay with the pregame rolling out at 4:30, kickoff at 7:30 from Candlestick Park. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.